USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected as early as next week to loosen its guidance on indoor masking as COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We are assessing the most important factors based on where we are in the pandemic, and we'll soon put guidance in place that is relevant and encourages prevention measures when they are most needed to protect public health and our hospitals. We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen.
Americans picked up their pace of spending in January. Retail sales surged by 3.8% last month, higher than the projections of most economists. However, 40-year record surging inflation likely pumped up the spending numbers and not more individual purchases. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com. Or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. Active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Congress is looking for answers on the amount of job loss after the shutdown of the XL pipeline. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Defense Department said U.S. and Russian aircraft operating in the Mediterranean Sea flew dangerously close to each other in three separate incidents, including one in which the two nations' aircraft came within 5 feet of each other. The incidents occurred in international airspace involving three Russian Su-35 jet fighters crossing into the flight path of three U.S. PA-8 surveillance aircraft and come amid the heightened tension over Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A former Democratic candidate for president, Tulsi Gabbard, said the recent findings from the John Durham investigations into the originations of the Russia probe show that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to work to undermine American democracy.
Hillary Clinton and the power elite in this country manufacture this Russian collusion lie, actively undermining our democracy and stoking the fires, moving us into this new Cold War with Russia. The damage that they did to the American people, our democracy, and others around the world is immeasurable.
The latest filings in the Durham report allege that Clinton's campaign lawyers paid a technology company to get access to Trump Tower servers and create a narrative that would link former President Donald Trump to Russia. Mardi Gras is back, and with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
COVID-19 restrictions shut down Mardi Gras parades and carnivals in cities worldwide last year, but the tradition is making a comeback. City officials in New Orleans are prepping for celebrations to resume this year. One resident spoke to Fox News.
They come to New Orleans to figure out and learn the different layers of our history and our culture. And if we don't continue to perform and show up and show out, this history will go without being said.
New Orleans city officials said people must show their vaccine card or negative COVID-19 test to enter bars or restaurants. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.